As you put your plans together, I would welcome you to come back. I could help you plan, you could spoke and hub out of Manhattan, but there is so much to offer. We'd want you to stay here, but another fun little thing. Did you go to Wamego when you were here to the Wizard of Oz?
No.
Oh my goodness. Let me tell you about this really quickly, because again, it's the history of this. Do you have time?
Yeah, I have time.
Okay. So Wamego is 15 miles to the east of us. It's a small town. It's a small town of there's probably about 5,000 people that live in the community now, but there is a building there that's called the Columbian Building, the Columbian Theater. And the turn of the century, there was a businessman there. His name was Mr. Rogers, not like Mr. Rogers, the neighborhood, but his name was Mr. Rogers. And he had gone to the Chicago World's Fair, and he was enthralled with the World's Fair there. And he learned that, the World's Fair is where Navy Pier is now. And he was enthralled with what he saw. And then he learned that all of those buildings were going to be torn down. So he went back to the agricultural building so that he could get the tapestries from the from that building. So when you go to the Columbian Theater in Wamego today, you will see these beautiful tapestries that depict agricultural, but they were the goddesses. You know, some of them are, they were robust Greek goddesses, if you wish.
Yeah.
Well, the theater was that was where traveling troops would come and would perform. And, it was a community theater. Then over time that became a movie theater, it became a funeral home. It was a furniture store. And then in the late 1980s, the community discovered that these tapestries were still there and they didn't know the history. Well, they had them restored, and along with the restoration, then they brought it back to a theater, a community theater production. Are you familiar with who Marilyn May is?
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah, she was a jazz singer, and she is now in her late 80s, still performs. She would perform often. She's a Kansan, and she would perform often. Johnny Carson loved having her on his show.
Probably.
Marilyn May opened the Columbian Theater when they brought it back to life. But what is unique about Wamego, there was a gentleman in Wamego that had been a huge collector of Wizard of Oz memorabilia. Many times when people think of Kansas, they think of the Wizard of Oz, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And so Wamego captured that, and they have a beautiful museum in Wamego, right next to the Columbian Theater, that you can go in. And when you go into the museum, you feel like you're on the back porch of Annie M's home. And then you open the door and you step into Oz, and it takes you through the Wizard of Oz. And it's a wonderful experience. The town has embraced that. They have a yellow brick road that takes you to a great restaurant. It's called the Friendship House. They have an Oz winery. They have great wine, but they also have some of the labels of the wine are really cute. They're I'll Get You My Pretty, Run Toto Run. I mean, they've really captured some of the fun things. There's a Toto's Taco. It's a fun little place that, again, they've played on that. Yeah, you will. We can do a roundabout, all the things to see, sleep in Manhattan, but all the things that you can see around the area is really, really fun. We do encourage your visitors to consider Kansas, to consider Manhattan, Kansas as a vacation destination. Reach out to us on our website. Again, that's visitmanhattanks.org. Or you can certainly give us a call, 785-776-8829. Or you can even email me. I'm Karen@manhattan.org. And I'd love to be able to tell you more about what you will see when you come to Manhattan, Kansas.
Now that is a great invite. Giving your email address for us to reach out to you.
You bet.
That just shows the warm hospitality that you know you will receive in the city as well.
Absolutely. Yep. Like I said, we're really our tag is Manhattan, the Little Apple. But we believe that you'll find Manhappiness when you come to Manhattan, Kansas.
I love that.